people are dead after at least one gunman opened fire near Canada's Parliament building in Ottawa this morning. The shootings today come just 2 days after a hit-and-run car crash in Quebec that authorities call an act of terror. For more on this, we're joined by our regular Wednesday guest, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, what can you tell us about the shooting in Ottawa?
Well, the common element, Marcy, is that it's the second attack on a uniformed member of the Canadian Armed Forces in 3 days. So the attack you referred to on Monday was a guy, self-radicalized Islamist, this is his own description of himself, runs down two uniformed members of the Canadian Armed Forces in a shopping mall with his car. So he runs into them. He kills one of them. And he then flees the scene, and police kill him in an exchange of gunfire later in the day. Today's attack, as I said, the common element is an attack on a member of the Canadian Armed Forces, a Canadian soldier in uniform, standing at our war memorial in the national capital this morning, just before 10 o'clock Ottawa time, 7 a.m. our time here in British Columbia, is killed, shot point blank and killed. And that gunman then storms into Canada's Parliament buildings, where members of Parliament are starting their day. The various party caucuses are meeting. There's a video shot by a reporter for the Globe and Mail who was in the corridor when this happens. What you hear is see is people fleeing. You hear gunfire, and we're now told that the man with a gun who stormed into Parliament was killed, shot by the sergeant-at-arms for the building. So he shot him. There are other reports of other gunmen. Police haven't sorted that out yet. There are reports of other people being injured. An Ottawa hospital says it has treated three or four people. So it's still developing.
All that I've seen written about this gunman who was shot and killed was that he was dressed in black and wearing a black face mask. Do we know anything about who he was?
Nothing that we've been told. The Canadian authorities sent the name directly to the FBI, which ran the name through their security database, and they said it drew a blank. It didn't show up on their records. The gunman who did the killing on Monday was on a security watch list here in Canada. He was one of 90 people that the Canadian authorities are watching. He'd been interviewed by police within the last few weeks, and they had stopped him at a Canadian airport in July as he was trying to leave the country to go to Turkey and seized his passport. So the police say they never had enough on him to charge him with anything. They said he was clearly a self-radicalized Islamist. They said, but you know, it's not a crime in Canada to think of doing bad things or talk about or to have extreme thoughts. They had never had any evidence of an intent that led them to take him into custody.
Is there any concrete evidence to connect these two shootings? These two incidents?
I guess there's two things. One is the fact that they're both attacks on Canadian Armed Forces members in uniform. So there's a suggestion there, an implication. The second thing is that we've been under a heightened security watch in Canada for the last little while. In fact, it was NBC News in the United States that first reported this. So we're under heightened security. Canada has been put on notice internationally by various terrorist groups that by participating in the U.S.-led military action against ISIS in the Middle East, we are sending aircraft and troops, not ground troops, but support troops. By taking part in that, we were putting ourselves on, in effect, making ourselves a target for terrorism. So there's those two things, but really with the one in Ottawa, we know nothing about the person. So whether there's any connection other than proximity, whether it's copycat. Marcy, there's still an argument about the attack on Monday as to whether or not this guy was really a terrorist or whether he was a wannabe, right? I mean, clearly there's evidence, but You know, was he a serious international terrorist, or was he just a guy who taught himself and decided to make a name for himself, such as it is?
I'm speaking with Vaughn Palmer, who is a regular Wednesday guest on The Record, and we're talking about the shootings this morning in Ottawa and what has been labeled a terrorist attack on Monday. Authorities say a man crashed his car into two uniformed servicemen and killed one of them on Monday, and that man does have at least self-proclaimed ties to the Islamic State, the so-called Islamic State. Vaughn, this is shocking for anybody, but it seems particularly shocking because this doesn't happen a lot in Canada.
No, you know, Canada was had been part, obviously, of military actions in the Middle East before, but we're one. I guess we're probably the only country that took part in the U.S.-led military action in Afghanistan that hasn't had an Islamist-related terrorist attack on our soil yet, until this week. So we've avoided that. And yes, you are right. It is shocking. I'm looking out the window of my office here in Victoria right now. The legislature of British Columbia will convene at 1:30 this afternoon. It's not under lockdown, but there's much heightened security here. There's heightened security at most public buildings in our national capital. I see on the wire this morning that the hockey game in Ottawa has been canceled tonight. That's the second time a National Hockey League game has been canceled because of an attack. You may recall they canceled the Boston game when the bomb went off at the Boston Marathon. So, I mean, it's, you know, obviously some of this stuff is more serious than others, but the effect is very, very sobering. I think there's a lot of head shaking going on in Canada today.
Is it something that the Canadian government will dissuade the Canadian government from joining this anti-ISIS coalition?
No, the ground support forces are there already, and aircraft are on their way. That's not our prime minister's style. And look, I don't think any of the Canadian parties would support at this point. They weren't very enthusiastic about us going, but they certainly wouldn't support the idea of backing out in the face of something like this. I notice supportive comments coming out of the White House today. The two countries will cooperate on this. The problem, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, and it comes to mind about the Monday thing, is we knew there was a security risk, but can you put 24-hour guards on 90 people that are on a watch list, right? I mean, what do you actually do about it? It's not clear that there's enough security forces in the country to watch everyone, including people who self-radicalize, including Canadians who go over and fight with these places and then come home.
And I think that's been an issue here in the United States as well. So it's something that Canadians are starting to have to grapple with at home on your own turf.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's partly the world in which we live. But it really is a sobering event. We're seeing Canadian politicians come forward today who were in Parliament when this was going on. We're barricaded in offices when the gunfire was being exchanged in that hallway. And for them, you know, they're talking about how their sergeant-at-arms, it's seen as a ceremonial role, the sergeant-at-arms at a Parliament. Well, it turns out that the guy is a former RCMP officer, and he's apparently quite a good shot because he shot this guy.
Our sympathies to you in Canada, and thank you, Vaughn Palmer, for giving us an update on that story.
Thanks, Marcy, and we'll talk next week.
We will talk more on this story and more next week on The Record.